Get your natural high from doing the right things, from being active, from being sociable, from overcoming challenges. The pursuit of the right action itself is the reward more than the win. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This episode is for everyone interested in ideas and practical tools to develop the most useful skills for yourself and for the people you care about. Motivation is at the heart of any achievement. Anything that you've done that matters, that makes any difference at all, very likely there was determination behind it, backed by a resolution to achieve where other people lacked. Motivation really is the key to everything that means something to us, much more than willpower, which is what most people would think is really the point. But willpower alone is not powerful enough. In almost any case, and even if it was, there would be little fun in achieving something that he only worked hard for without any enjoyment. So real motivation is not necessity, usually. It is something that we create in ourselves because we want to and because we are smart enough to put things together that will inspire us and that will keep us going. So motivation is much more powerful, much more meaningful than the power of will alone. And if you learn to manufacture motivation, create it out of thin air, that is how you win in life. In your personal life, your professional life, in anything that you desire to make a reality for yourself. There has been this experiment that was done with children, an experiment on motivation, where there were two groups of children, and one was told that they're all very gifted, that they're very smart. There was another group of children who were told, unlike the first group, who were told that they did well because they were smart, they told the second group that they did well because they worked hard. And the interesting thing is, when they let them work, choose tasks for themselves, and perform, the first group, the quote-unquote smart group, they chose tasks for themselves that were easy. And over time, they grew bored and disappointed, unmotivated. Whereas the group that were told that they did well because they worked hard, they chose more difficult tasks, and they did much better at them because they focused on performance and on improving that performance. Their perspective was on doing the best they can rather than on being smart. And this is a very important point here. This has to do with what psychologists call internal and external locus of control. What that means is, where do we look for agency? In other words, if you think that you can change things in your life, that you are at the helm, that you make things happen, and when you don't get the right result, you can change your behavior, adjust it, so that you get more of what you want, and keep learning to adjust and do better. This is what it means to have internal locus of control. It means you are in control. Control comes from within you, whereas people who have external locus of control, they do the opposite. They look outside for agency. If they don't do so well or something doesn't work out, they explain it to themselves as something external. The situation wasn't right. Something bad happened that they couldn't deal with or counter. Or they just don't have that power to change things at all. That belongs to other people and they are at effect. Where your locus of control lies says a great deal about your emotional and psychological health. Because the more inside of you it is, the more in control of your life you are. And the more you appreciate everything that happens, knowing that you can adjust, that you can learn something, and change your behavior to get more of what you want. Whereas for the person with external locus of control, there is no learning, because there is no point, they have no power. So a person with internal locus of control is much healthier psychologically than one with external locus of control. And I don't need to mention that they tend to be much happier and much more successful. Because when your focus, your locus of control, is inside of you and on what you can change, that is really important for your motivation. If you know you can get what you want, you're much more likely to act. And motivation is the key to getting the results. And a quick and easy way to figure out where your locus of control lies is to ask yourself the question, when something doesn't work out, why didn't I succeed? Is the answer to you something that you did, that you're in control of? Or do you put it outside? Do you make excuses? Is it something that you did that wasn't the right course of action that you can change? If you want to know where you're at, think hard about this question and the answer that you give yourself. And then change it. Change it to put you back behind the steering wheel, at least most of the time. What did you want? How did you act? What a result you got, and how can you change your behavior to get a better result next time? The thing about motivation is it has to do with the way we think and the way we act. It has to do with how powerful we think we are, how easy it would be to get what we want. But thinking about it may not be enough. Because if you use affirmations, for example, in some way, shape, or form, but you don't really go out and do stuff, you can tell yourself whatever you want. But at the back of your head, you know that whatever you're saying to yourself is not true. Or at the very least, it is not backed by experience, by a real-world evidence that you can provide. And this is why affirmations don't usually work. Not without you knowing whatever you're saying is actually true. This is where action is so important. Because when you act, you get to learn better what you can actually do, what you can achieve. And we are so hardwired that after we act, and especially when we achieve something, we get the dopamine rush. We get the chemical reward in the chemical reward system that we have in our brains that will make us feel very good about the action. And this is why both action and the way we think are important. But in a way, action is even more important. And this is important to realize because sometimes when we don't feel motivated, it is when we are the most passive, when we are the least active. And this can be a vicious circle that we need to break. And sometimes it's not enough to figure out what you want until you've gotten depressed or bored enough to get you out of your comfort zone. But just going out and acting will get the reward system going again. This is why being active, being physical, doing things, going out there, feels so good to us and makes us feel good about ourselves. So use it. Sometimes there is a time when you may feel passive or even depressed. Sometimes this happens after a big achievement. If you achieve your goal that you've had for years, you will feel a little bit depressed afterwards. Because there is nothing in the moment to compare against if you've achieved seemingly everything. So we have these periods of high motivation, followed by achievement and sometimes passivity, which is completely normal. That's how we are wired. After a lot of hard work, you may need some time to recuperate, physically and mentally, emotionally, so that a little bit of feeling blue or passive is quite normal and sometimes desirable, especially as a time to figure out what to do next. But the point here is, motivation comes after action. It rarely comes before. This is why the action determines what kind of motivation we will build. Because if you're sitting at home, you don't feel like doing anything, your locus of control is outside, and you think, what's the point? And you just start playing video games. That will give you the dopamine rush too. That game. But you're rewarding yourself for something that is not useful. You're creating a vicious cycle. It doesn't mean that playing video games is bad per se. If you play the same video game later, after a day of hard work, it'll have a very different role. It'll reward you for something meaningful and important, useful, active that you did during your day. And it'll empower you to do even more. This is how you can use entertainment as a reward rather than as an end in itself. That's where it can work. You can act to build motivation or demotivation. So changing the way you act is very important in getting better results and in changing the self-talk that you have. When you act, you get the emotional reward of the dopamine rush, which will build motivation to act again. This creates a cycle that you can use to support yourself throughout almost any difficulties. And it doesn't need to be big. Any small thing that you do, ideally starting in the morning, will kickstart you into action. If you just get up and make your bed, make your bed well, and see the result. However small that is, it'll get you started for the next thing to do and the next. And if you continue doing that on the same trajectory, by the end of the day you will have achieved probably more than you thought possible in a way that is the easiest, that is the most engaging. This is how you build intrinsic rewards. Intrinsic motivation. That is something that comes from inside of you. Intrinsic motivation is one that you can create for yourself. How you get motivated to do things that are important to you without getting anything out of it, such as money or praise. Because motivation that arises from your values is much more important than almost any amount of money. And there are studies about that too. For example, volunteers tend to be much more motivated than people who do the same job for money. But the interesting thing is, if you have a worker who gets money for the task, and then you take the money away, it won't work because they don't have the intrinsic motivation. But that person who motivated him or herself because the action is meaningful to them, they will always outperform an employee, no matter how well paid, in the long run. And they will have much more fun doing what they do. And the good thing about intrinsic motivation is, you can always create it. You are in charge of it. You know yourself better than anybody else. You know what you want. You know what you want to create. You know what you want to be known for. What do you want your legacy to be? Focusing on these things in any field of human endeavor will get you farther. It'll give you the flow state, the engagement that most people who are employed never have. And you can do that in your work, of course, and you should. The only thing you need to do is shift your focus from the money that you want and need to the values that you create for other people. That is the mental gymnastics that you can do with a little bit of practice and that you get better at over time. So you get more done better. You get more money and appreciation without you focusing on that, without caring too much about extrinsic motivation. Because it really is not useful to have that in mind whenever you do anything. Just leave that out. Take it as a bonus. It's not about doing something extraordinary. I think it was Jim Rohn who said, "Success is not about doing extraordinary things. It really is about doing ordinary things extraordinarily well." That is the key. It's about continuous improvement in the work that you do, in refining, in perfecting things in detail, just for the sake of doing better and better every day. If you make this your approach, there will be nobody around you quite soon who will really match what you do and what you can achieve. So be focused on what you can do. Take your locus of control outside where it usually is and put it back in. Reclaim it. Do more. Seek novelty. Be curious. Do things you haven't done before. And the things that you have done, do them in new and novel ways. See what you can learn from that. Gamify things. Be playful again. Be interested. Get your dopamine from doing the right things and from doing them better. From overcoming challenges and doing new things, helping people. Whatever the action, the pursuit, the action itself is the reward more than the win. And when you feel blue, chill out. Allow yourself a break every now and then, just for a little while. And then create more vigor, more motivation to get back on track and do the next big thing. Because by now you're better equipped for it than you have ever been. You are the master and the sum total of your thoughts. Your thoughts create pictures which lead to your actions. Your actions create habits. Your habits create who you are. And most of all of these, your actions are the key. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. If you got some value out of this episode, or you know someone who might benefit from this podcast, share it with your friends. With questions, suggestions, or insights, write me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Keep doing your part to create the best possible life for yourself and others, and through what you do, leave the world better than you found it.